Welcome to the Voices Dot Earth podcast series. Today we're speaking with Kate Prince, the founder of Noble, which has a URL of madebynoble.earth. And this is a very special company that creates nutrient-rich, all-natural drinks full of vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, essential amino acids, and vegan plant protein. And Kate, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. Thanks for that nice summary of Noble.
Sure. My pleasure. And thank you so much for joining us today. And let's talk about a little bit more about Noble and, madebynoble.earth, if you will. Tell us about your products a bit more, the company's mission, how long you've been around, all that good stuff.
So we are brand new. We launched about 2 months ago. And it's been a little labor of love. I started with the whole idea about 12 months ago. And it all came about because I was doing a nutritional course and really starting to understand about eating plants, the nutrition I wanted to put inside me and my family, and then looking on the market to see if that was available. And I quite quickly found that there were a lot of superfood mixes that were accessible and easy to use, and you could drop them in your smoothie and run to work, but it just wasn't the vibe that I was looking for. I was looking for something that had all of that beautiful nutritional content, but was completely transparent with the ingredients it used and the provenance of those ingredients. And at the same time, it actually tasted really good. And I was kind of disappointed by some of the taste and expectations that I had of these drinks that weren't being fulfilled. So our background, just to give you a little bit more context, is my husband and I actually, we launched a tea company about 3.5 years ago. So we know quite a lot about blending and taste and flavors and sourcing. And I thought, well, if I can add that nutritional content, that potent drink full of antioxidants, as you said, and amino acids and high fiber, high protein, but make it taste great, then I felt like we could be on something.
That's fantastic. I think you definitely are on to something there. And, when you launch a new company, you launch a new product, there's always challenges and opportunities in terms of, creating, actually manufacturing the product, if you will. Tell us about how you go about doing that.
So we spent a long time blending, just playing with lots of different flavors and ideas. To get the nutritional profile right, I work very closely with an amazing naturopath and nutritionist. I also work very closely with a fantastic guy who helped originally with our teas, and he's a master global tea blender. I think that's actually really a title that exists, apparently. And so between us, we kind of created these beautiful blends. And then what we had to do was set out to find the right producers and growers around our beautiful planet who had the right integrity. We wanted them to have vegan and be organically sourced, and just bringing all of these incredible people together to create the blend. And that was just a labor of just trial and error and tasting and blending and tweaking until we had our 5 key blends that we've launched with.
Fantastic. And let's switch a little bit, because I know in some of our early email interactions, you said something that certainly caught our attention about the .earth domain and kind of the .earth tribe of organizations that are using this new domain, if you will. I'd love to hear how you came about, getting the URL madebynoble.earth, why you chose to be part of the .earth tribe, if you will. Would love to hear more about that.
Yeah, I love the word tribe, actually. I think it's so brilliant for the .earth domain. But I think, when I first came across it, it was new to me, and I hadn't seen any other company with it at that point. But we definitely felt that we wanted to reach a global audience, and I think .earth has that perfect global vibe. I think it immediately offers you a sense of connection to the planet and to the type of company who may use that domain, and then our company and the product that we want to produce. I also really love the idea, as you said, the tribal idea, that all of the kind of the brands, the companies who are also using .earth have a similar, perhaps an eco vibe, a feeling of being rooted sort of philosophy around their brand. And I think that, you know, whether that's charitable, whether it's branding, whether it's a product, whether it's travel related and so on, I think there is this kind of image that I feel personally from Dot Earth that it conjures up, and it's this sort of gentle, round structure, really non-hierarchical. And Nova, as I said, we source over 35 kind of different ingredients from around the globe, and we couldn't do any of that without the amazing growers and producers who feed into our blend, and they're just a key part of our final product. So for me personally, I think that the globe, that Dot Earth just offers something which has immediate interest, it's intriguing, therefore hopefully memorable to anyone who comes across it. And I think it has gentle sort of no preconceptions that perhaps one may have with a .com or a more business type domain. And for me, these very kind of structured business linear domains, perhaps lacking in a little bit of energy. I don't want to be that narrowly commercially focused. And I think that Dot Earth can offer you something a little different, hopefully with a little bit more depth, perhaps a story, and ideally with a little bit more integrity behind it.
Oh, wow. That was fantastic. Thank you, Kate. And that was an excellent summary. Really, really appreciate those insights. And yeah, I would agree. You know, it's definitely becoming a tribe after doing this series of what we call this the Leading Voices podcast interview series. And you might have heard some of our previous ones. It's amazing organizations doing incredible things. And it truly is a tribe. And, you know, we're exploring in the near future doing podcast panels where we invite back certain people and have a group of people on one call. And let's just discuss, you know, different business strategies, what people are doing. Why Dot Earth, and we'd love to loop you in on that, Kate, in the future.
Yeah, sure. Keep me posted. I mean, I think that sounds really exciting, and I have listened to a couple of your other podcasts, and, you know, it's lovely to be part of this creative force of people who actually care about the planet and care about what they're producing and what they're doing.
Exactly. It's a wonderful thing. And, you know, just to get back to the script here, my next question is, what does the future hold for Made by Noble Dot Earth? What are your, I know you're new and exciting, but not exciting times for sure, but what's the future hold?
Well, we're managing to make a few waves in the UK. We're getting quite a lot of PR and press attention. We're in some pretty big retailers already in the UK. And I think the future for us is maintaining our ethos and integrity of our brand and just making that reach on a much more global scale. We're also developing a further brand currently. Whilst Noble is vegan and organic, the next brand will be organic, but will have other elements that aren't just for vegans. We're actually going to introduce things like collagen into our drinks. So there's going to be this kind of other side of us, which is much more, has much more impact and is about performance throughout the day with cognitive performance and physical performance.
Oh, that's awesome. Really great stuff there. Well, perfect. Well, Kate, you know, this has been a wonderful podcast and really, really appreciate your interest in speaking with us. And before we sign off, is there anything to add? Anything we may have missed?
No, I don't think so. I think thanks for the opportunity. Nice to talk to you. I'd be interested just to know how you came across, but I guess you just have lists, do you, of the people that are signing into Dot Earth and registering.
Yeah, we kind of have lists, or we do just kind of general searches for new Dot Earth domains. You know, it's always good to be on the lookout, and you know, it's really exciting. That's one of our favorite things to do because we come across new organizations or companies like yours. And it's really exciting for us to see. And again, thank you for responding back to our query to actually speak with us. That's the even more exciting part for us.
No problem. I'm delighted.
Well, perfect. I think that's a great end to this Voices Dot Earth podcast interview with Kate Prince. She's the founder of Noble, an organization, new company that has a domain name of madebynoble.earth. And as we talked about, this is a very special new company that creates nutrient-rich, all-natural drinks full of vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, essential amino acids, and vegan plant proteins. And Kate, thank you so much for the time today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Matthew.